to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. While drought continues to intensify in the southern half of South Dakota, one crop is designed for greater tolerance due to its deep roots. SDSU Extension Forage Field Specialist Sarah Bowder states, alfalfa has an incredible root system.
The main roots are in the top 4 feet of the soil, but we know that there are some roots that reach down to 15 or 16 feet oftentimes. So that does allow it to persist. However, eventually, when it gets dry enough, it will start to shut down and go dormant.
Moisture is beyond producer control, but management of alfalfa in dry conditions can play a role in protecting plants when precip is short. Bowder advises providing adequate fertility with proper P and K levels determined by a soil test. Scouting regularly for insects and disease can reduce stress, as can minimizing field traffic. Harvest timing is also a consideration.
When it's dry like this, sometimes there is some benefit to leaving that alfalfa out there a little bit longer and having fewer cuttings and letting those root reserves build.
Cutting height for dry conditions should remain in the 2.5 to 4 inch range to protect the crown roots.
However, we don't want to leave too much. So if you go above 4 inches, you might actually encourage axillary buds to grow. And that actually can lower our yield if we have it cut too high.
Bowder concludes, no one hopes for drought. But if the season progresses into a dry one, these strategies may help ensure the best possible outcome for your forage supply. Visit extension.sdstate.edu to learn more.